This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Today is Ashura, the holiest day in the Shiite calendar, and in Iraq the day has been marred by a string of suicide bombings and one reported bus explosion that have killed at least 11 people in and around Baghdad. Several others were wounded. This after a convulsion of violence yesterday killed at least 35 people. NPR's Anne Gerrels joins us from Baghdad. Anne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And give us some idea of both the celebration in Shiite areas of Baghdad and what's being undertaken to try and protect people who are interested in observing the holiday.
Well, Scott, first of all, this is a very emotional day. It was here in Iraq in the 7th century that Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, was killed in a battle for the leadership of the Islamic world. For those supporting Hussein, it was a battle to follow the Prophet's orders, as well as a fight for justice over tyranny, and this battle ultimately led to the split between the two main Muslim sects, Sunni and Shia. To mark Hussein's martyrdom and emulate the suffering, Shiites across Iraq are beating themselves with chains and slashing their foreheads. Women gather together to reenact his suffering, weeping. Now, all these rituals were banned under Saddam and performed in secret, so there's inevitably a new display of religion on the streets. Tens of thousands of Shiite Muslims are now openly walking to Kerbala, where Hussein was killed. According to people I've reached there, there is strong security with some 2,000 police, soldiers, and volunteers deployed on the streets to prevent a repeat of coordinated suicide attacks that killed more than 200 last year. Streets are blocked to traffic to limit the threat of car bombs, and there are checkpoints all over the place set up where pilgrims are being searched because attackers are now using suicide vests. We saw that yesterday. Iraqi authorities closed the borders for 5 days over the holiday to prevent the arrival of Shiite pilgrims from Iran in order to better control the size of the crowds and keep out some foreigners who might be trying to slip in with the intent of carrying out attacks.
And this week, the election results were made final. Shia won a slim majority. Has this victory, this new political clout, made them targets for violence?
Well, it certainly hasn't stopped the violence. And this doesn't come from the majority of Sunni Arabs, but from Sunni extremists. Now, some of them consider the Shiites infidels. But there's always been a strong political motive behind the attacks, which we've seen for the last 2 years, to stop the Shiite majority from taking power for the first time, which they've now done. And the majority of Sunnis aren't participating in the violence. They feel locked out and alienated, and they're concerned about what policies the Shiite alliance will put in place.
Mm-hmm. And what do they fear the most?
Well, what they fear the most is a resumption of de-Ba'athification, in other words, purging members of the former Ba'ath Party. The major Shiite figures support a campaign to purge the government and security forces of former members of the Ba'ath Party. That's the Sunni-led group that ran Iraq under Saddam. The anti-Ba'athist calls were repeated yesterday in the mosques, and they undercut the Shiite politicians' calls for unity in Iraq open to all, and they have provoked fear among Sunnis who believe they're going to be targeted unfairly. Leading Shiite politicians, basically say this has to be done. And incidentally, the U.S. has also supported the rehabilitation of some of the former Ba'athists in order to make the army more effective. But this Sunni-Shiite divide is just one issue. I haven't even gotten to the extremely delicate negotiations going on between the Shiites and the Kurds in the north. Now, they turned out in enormous numbers, garnered 26% of the vote, and, you know, that's another big issue.
Well, Anne, we'll take that up right now. NPR's Anne Gerrels in Baghdad.